All right, guys. This is Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. Sorry for the confusion. I'm glad that folks working in home care are able to shift on the fly and are very versatile. So welcome to our quarterly VA Optum call. I want to do just a quick roll call and make sure we have someone from our VAs on. I see Charlotte McGrath is here from Sioux Falls. By name. Thanks for joining, Charlotte. Do we have Susan Schluter out of Omaha on with us? Bottom left will unmute yourself. How about Roxanne McGee out of Des Moines?
Yep, I'm here.
Welcome, Roxanne.
Thank you.
How about Savannah Lacoste, Iowa City?
I'm here.
Welcome, Savannah. Again, do we have Omaha Susan with us? Not quite yet, I guess, but we're going to go ahead and keep moving. It's my understanding that nobody from Optum was able to join today, but I'll go ahead and ask, do we have any representatives from Optum on the call with us? Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. And I think some of these, or a majority of these questions, are driven from the claims Optum side of things, but we'll go ahead and ask them. And if our representatives from the VA are able to chime in, please do so. If not, they're supposed to be answering those and getting those back to us. I got someone that hasn't received the link here. I don't know.
Hey Julie, while you're doing that, who did you hear from Optum that they weren't able to attend? Was it Anna or Cheryl?
Anna.
Okay. I'm just concerned that based on the questions that you submitted, that the VA is not going to be able to, unfortunately, assist with any of those questions because they're directly related to billing with Optum.
And Anna has them. So we may all go ahead and read them, which the VAs all got them as well. But let's start by kind of like we do with our MCO calls and give each of our representatives from the VA an opportunity to kind of speak, say hello, and any updates that you may want to give from your respective VA side of things. Can we start with Roxanne in Des Moines?
Hey guys, I don't really have any new updates on our side of things. One thing that we have been noticing here is that VCAs are starting to be inactivated, so which we expected to happen. So it doesn't come as a huge shock, but we should be. I know of one agency that is still going through VCA until some things get worked out, but otherwise, we should be sending all of our referrals out through the CCN through Optum. Unless the agency just is not enrolled in Optum. So I guess I would, if any of the agencies are on that are not enrolled in Optum, I would just encourage you to do so because the VCAs, as we're finding, are starting to become inactivated in some cases. So other than that, I don't really have a whole lot of new updates. A lot of the billing and claims questions are really have to be routed through Optum. It seems like the system was kind of designed to where it was set up that way. The other week I did get like a I don't it's like a not a slideshow, but it's kind of like a screenshot of kind of like steps to take if you're having problems with claims or have questions with claims through Optum. So I can send that to Julie and then she can send that out to everybody if that's helpful. But I don't have a whole lot of updates from my end.
Any questions for Roxanne and Des Moines before we move on? We're getting some in the chat and we'll go back to that as soon as we've let them all speak. Savannah and Iowa City, updates from your neck of the woods?
Hello, not really any updates. I would just mimic what Roxanne said. So if you currently only have a VCA, really moving forward, we will not be able to use you as an agency for reauthorizations and or new patients. So please just make sure if you're wanting to continue to provide services for our veterans that you get enrolled in Optum's network.
Thank you, Savannah. How about Charlotte in with Sioux Falls?
Well, actually, our office is out of Washington, D.C., so I work for the National Office of Community Care. I'm not with the Sioux Falls VA. A couple of things. Julie, I believe it was late yesterday. I sent you a document regarding Optum's claims. It's a different document than what Roxanne was talking about, but it goes into detail about what needs to be on a UB versus a 1500 for Optum. And I suggested that Julie may want to send it out to everyone. It is fairly detailed, and it's something VA has been waiting on for over a year from them in order to be able to help you when you're filing claims with Optum. And then the second thing I would just mention, in case there have been any circumstances where you billed VA and you should have billed TriWest, or you billed TriWest and you should have billed Optum, Optum is waiving their timely filing until December 1st. So any claims that were sent to the wrong payer will be paid by Optum. Typically, their timely filing is 180 days. But if you filed to the wrong payer within 180 days, they will waive timely. And I think that's it.
All right. Thanks so much, Charlotte. I do have those documents. I'm working on putting a bulletin article together with that. So be watching the bulletin that comes out tomorrow for members. That's where you will find the documents that she's referencing there. So we'll get those in the bulletin for you. Thanks so much. I know Anna from Optum was waiting for I forwarded the new link to her. Anna, have you by chance been able to join? Okay, let's go ahead and have a look since we think all the claims issues are on the Optum side. Let's see here, for the chat, I am new to billing VA. Can you please tell me how I check eligibility? Also, we are having trouble getting a copy of an authorization we sent in back in August. I have left multiple messages for Yvonne and have not received a call back. Who else can I contact? Which VA would Yvonne be hooked to? Do you know
that
by
would,
name?
Yeah, that would be Des Moines.
This is Charlotte. I responded in the chat. Eligibility is something that is VA's responsibility. A provider wouldn't necessarily need to know about that. Prior to VA issuing a referral or an authorization, those two are used interchangeably. The VA would ensure that the veteran is eligible. And I've provided my email for Alice. So after the call, she can email me. I'll look in HSRM for the auth and I'll send it to her. And I'm also going to send her information about HSRM so that she can look up the auths herself if she likes.
Excellent. Thank you, Charlotte. So is that you, Alice?
No, that's Roxanne. I'm just saying thanks to Charlotte.
Perfect. I do see that in the chat there. It's charlotte.mcgrath@va.gov.
Hey, Julie, if I can, I'm just going to put a plug in because this is Charlotte had already brought this up. But if your agencies do not have access or utilizing HSRM, that's another thing that I would strongly recommend is to get a username login so you can view your own authorizations through HSRM. We try to fax them out. We should be faxing them out. As we all know, sometimes a fax doesn't go through or for whatever reason, an agency just doesn't get what they need. But that is another way to ensure that you guys can see your authorizations as soon as they're uploaded into the system is to get your access to that portal.
Thank you, Roxanne. So Charlotte had put in right under Alice's comment there that the VA is responsible to ensure that the veteran's eligible prior to making the referral. Did you get the clarification you needed, Charlotte? Can you clarify the second part of your chat, please? VA issues the authorizations. Are you asking for a copy of it?
I can't. Yes, I got it. Alice and I are going to communicate. I'm trying to put the, here we go. I was having trouble getting back to the chat. I'm going to put the link for HSRM. Everything that a provider needs to know is within that link. There's various steps to go through. And HSRM stands for Health Share Referral Manager. So all the authorizations will be in there. It's useful for your staff who are scheduling. It's also useful for billing staff because they can see the original authorization, what was authorized, who the payer is. And like I say, there are several steps to obtain it, but it's a great program. It's free to use.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Penny asked about the HSRM, and so Julie. So they're going to put that link in. Somebody else wanted more information. Excellent. Can you email me info to access it? So we're going to get that put up. Melissa, I have signed up for the HSRM, but it has never worked properly. Can someone send me the information to get access, please? And it looks like Charlotte put that in at the www.va.gov/communitycare/providers. So there's the website there. All right. Angie, when I bill for BID nursing visits, VA Optum will only pay for one of the visits and denies the second visit, stating it is a duplicate. I called the VA Optum, and they said to resend the claim with the denied visits. However, they are still denied, stating that it was a duplicate. How does VA Optum want us to bill for a BID visit?
So Julie, this is Savannah. I'm not going to be able to answer Angie's questions. However, do you want to compose an email to Optum with all the questions that we have for them and then send forward so we can get answers, or would you like me to note the questions?
Are you able to copy and paste while I'm kind of running?
Yep, I sure can. I will start an email and then I'll send that basically to Optum once we're done to try to get answers for all the unanswered questions that we're
having. And if you want to CC me on that, or if you want to send it to me, and I could say however that works, however you want.
This is Charlotte.
Hi, this is Anna. Oh, sorry, Charlotte. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Anna. I was just going to say before Anna jumped in, and she'll probably say the same thing. Providers have found it very helpful if they call the number that I put in the chat for Optum, that takes you to provider customer service. If you ask to be transferred to PGBA, and I'll put that acronym in the chat box. That's actually who processes the claims, and those folks have been very, very helpful to providers for Optum.
Thank you, Charlotte. I think Anna has joined from Optum.
Thank you.
Did you want to comment on that?
I do, and Charlotte is exactly right. So we're happy to intake questions like this. I will tell you that because our team, our internal sort of Optum VACCN team is very small, we've designed claim service model that allows providers to access our PGBA, which Charlotte mentioned. They're our claims payment partner. They're the company that intakes and pays all these claims based on algorithms that VA and Optum have developed together. They have a call center. We have a call center. They work kind of hand in hand to troubleshoot some of these claims issues. In some cases, they may direct you back to Optum if there are data issues or process issues. But in many cases, I'm kind of looking at some of the questions that Julie sent over in advance, and I apologize, I'm not a claims person. I can't get into the weeds with you. But the people that can work in those two call centers. And so we ask that your first step be to call and ask those questions to the experts. Because there's, in taking a list of questions on our level, it slows down the response and it tends to get a little bit muddy. And we're one step away from the providers at that point because we're intaking questions through a third party. So if we have follow-up questions or if we need to clarify a question, we then have to go through that third party again, who has to reach back out to you, who has to intake the information and then reach back out. We'd rather not do that because it makes it take a long time. So what we're hoping instead is that you feel comfortable utilizing the resources that are either at our call center or that are at the PGBA call center. And they can do warm handoffs with each other as you're kind of troubleshooting your issues. So all of that is in the provider claim service model, which I provided to Julie, and it sounds like she's going to send out. PGBA also has a website and a chat feature. So if you're wanting to kind of multitask and not just sit on the phone, you can log in and chat with a representative from PGBA about your specific claims-related questions. So this is all, I don't recall off the top of my head what the hours are, but I think they're something like from 8 to 6 in the time zone that you're in, and you should be able to receive service and answers to questions, claims-related questions using those resources. So what I worry that if we intake a long list of questions that we're going to, we funnel it up to our claims director, but there's one of him, and there's, over 100 call center agents that could likely help you with the same questions and get you straightened out same day. So we prefer you use those resources. If they're not working for you, of course, we want to escalate however we can to get you straightened out. I want to provide good customer service by making sure we're addressing timely. And so I encourage you to use those resources. If you have any questions about what they are, I'm going to put my name and email address in the chat. And feel free to reach out to me, and I can kind of direct you in how to use those resources. I'll do it now.
Thanks, Anna. Charlotte had put in, if calling Optum customer service, if you are not getting a response, please ask to be transferred to PGBA. They actually process the claims and have been helpful to many of the providers. Anna now has her email in the chat there, and I don't know if I'm saying your last name right, Savanda, maybe? Hopefully I'm not slaughtering
that. You got
that.
It.
At optum.com. And then under that is chat at myvaccn.com. So the questions that were provided to the VAs and to Optum ahead of time, are you able to get answers to those, Anna, and I can get them back out, or how did you want to proceed with those questions?
I cannot intake lists of questions, unfortunately. We are just not staffed like that, and our one person who helps us with some of these questions is on extended PTO. So we just don't have any resources at my level. I would say what I can try to do is wait for our next sort of scheduled touch point and ask some of these questions. But I would just ask, because, you know, we have over 1 million providers in the network, we can't intake like this. So I would ask that the providers who have questions at least go through a couple steps of that service model, see if they can use those resources to get answers to their questions. And then what I'd prefer to do is take any escalations. But I'd like to confirm that the provider has taken a couple steps up to this point before intaking an issue. And at that point, I'd want, you know, a case number so that I could go back and review and see what the next steps are. So I'd rather it be more of an escalation, I guess is what I'm saying, versus an intake process. So if you can identify the questions that, you know, you've asked your question, you can't get an answer, you know, we're happy to intake those, but we're not an initial intake spot.
Okay. And I don't think I'll read the prepared questions because it doesn't sound like you're able to answer those. And those were all claims questions for actually Optum. So if you folks... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a claims person, so I just can't get in the weeds. Frankly, some of these questions I don't even understand what they're asking. So I wish I could be more helpful, but I would like to direct you to some resources with people who are trained in our claims process and can certainly answer a lot of those questions.
So while we have our VAs and an Optum rep on the phone, you're more than welcome to go to the bottom left and unmute your mic if you have a question or comment. Otherwise, you can also continue to type in the chat, and obviously we can all see that. Alice, we also have a couple of old claims we are trying to get paid that were billed through the VA Nebraska, and now the clients are being billed through Optum. Which place should we be contacting regarding these claims and payment?
So this is Savannah in Iowa City, and typically it would be wherever the authorization was created. So if there was originally a VA authorization through a VCA, those billing questions would go to the VA. However, if they are now with the new Optum authorization, then Optum PGBA would be the people to answer those.
And this is Charlotte. I put the two phone numbers for the call centers in the chat above in answer to that question.
Charlotte, with the information you sent me that's going to be going in the bulletin, are those numbers in there by chance?
I don't think that they are. And Anna, what Julie is referring to is that PDF that Optum put together as a guide for home health care billing.
Yeah, what numbers are you talking about though? Is it just the provider support number?
Yes, yes. And then I put in VA's customer care center for claims as well. So Optum,
yeah,
the 6108.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go through. I think it's directed more towards how to create effective claims and bill appropriately. I don't know if the phone number's in there or not. It's certainly in the claims service model document that I sent along. But the provider support number is also, as you mentioned, in the chat. And I don't know, I'm not sure how else to make it more available or visible, but I'm open to suggestions and just want to make sure people have the tools they need.
I'll be sending out the documents that Anna and Charlotte have sent in the bulletin tomorrow. So Charlotte, if you want to send that in an email to me, I can include that as well.
Clarification, what am I sending?
The phone numbers that you put in
numbers.
There.
Okay, yep. Got it. Thank you.
Penny, we were sent the VA FSC form to complete by our billing agency. What exactly does this allow us to do?
Well, this is Charlotte. FSC stands for Financial Service Center, and that's the department within VA that actually cuts the checks and pays you. That form is probably asking for a DUNS number, tax ID number. I would suspect if you've been paid by the VA before, Penny, you may have completed something similar. But if you want to check claim status for VA claims, and again, this would be VA claims only, VA has what's called a customer engagement portal. It has been down since July for the last couple of months. There were some concerns about the security of that portal. And so VA's Financial Service Center is bringing the portal back up. And in order to access it, that I think that form that you're referencing, I want to say it's like 1091 or something like that. That form needs to be completed and returned to Financial Service Center. And Penny, if you have further question about it, please email me.
Thanks, Charlotte, for answering that. Excellent. Anybody else have questions? You can unmute bottom left, or you can type in the chat. So this is the fourth quarterly call that we've had with our VA and Optum partners. And I'm going to be visiting with Optum as to how this will look going forward into 2021 and our VA partners to see what that looks like. So I don't have a new date to give you at this point till we are able to converse together and see what that looks like. The customer engagement portal is up and running. When will the provider portal be running again to print off the EOBs?
In order to access that portal for EOBs, you'll have to re-register for the customer engagement portal. And Julie, that's a fairly detailed process on how to do that. So I will send you an email with that as well. And because the customer engagement portal is down, there is a phone number for you to call. You call directly to the Financial Service Center, and they will provide you verbally information about your EOBs. And Julie, I'll get you that phone number too.
Okay. I think we're going to have a lengthy article. And then Charlotte put in there, completing the form likely allows you to access the VA's customer engagement portal, the CEP. In our world, we have a lot of acronyms. Any other questions for Optum or one of our VAs that are on with us today? Will the provider portal be started again to print off our own EOBs? It sounds like it will be. Is that correct, Charlotte? As it comes back up, I'm assuming then you have access to those to print.
You know, I can't even tell you. Kathy, can you respond? In the past, could you print off your EOBs from there? They're supposed to be sent. They're supposed to be sent separately to you by mail. And I don't have access. I have access to CEP, but I don't have access to the EOP, EOB. Yes. Yeah, if SEP comes back up, I mean, so this is what is happening. Anyone who previously accessed VA's customer engagement portal and only has one tax ID, those providers are being, they're being allowed access to it first. And then they'll, so they're doing it in waves. You know, some provider with 20 tax ID numbers is going to be probably in the last wave. And then they'll get to people who have never accessed CEP before. But in the information that I will send Julie, I'll have the steps needed to re-access SEP or to access it for the first time.
Thank you, Charlotte. That will be helpful. Any other questions for the chat, or you may unmute? All VA clients have been transitioned to VA Optum, and we receive all EOBs from Form United Optum Link. Is there a reason we have to access CEP if we already receive remits from United Optum Link?
No. So that CEP portal is only for VA claims. VA is not going to have Optum's EOBs on it. And for many providers, all or the vast majority of your care provided is going to be paid for by Optum. So CEP is going to become somewhat of a dinosaur.
Thank you, Charlotte. I think this is good information. Sounds like lots of changes and things coming back up and numbers to access in between before things get going again. And I'm just curious, but how long is Optum contract with the VA? I'll let one of the Optum or any of you, but I had originally heard 5 years was the contract. Is that correct?
I think we have option years, so we can't, I think, I'm not sure how that works at echelons above me, but VA has to opt in to each year. So I think that the total amount of option years gives us a total of 7 years, but there's no guarantee that VA will opt into each of those years. Is there anyone on the call who understands that differently? All right, then I hope I'm right.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right.
There, it's the option
right,
here.
Anna.
Okay.
I couldn't remember if it was 4 or 5 years. And then, you know, as long as performance is acceptable on both sides, VA can extend the contract. I think, as Penny is putting in the chat, I was thinking, I'm sure the basis of the question is, how many more changes are we going to have to go through as providers? I know VA is really trying to make things simpler. We've been working on that for the last couple of years. It may not seem like it, and we may not quite be there yet, but I really think in the next 3 to 6 months, you'll see things much more smoother and better. I certainly hope so.
Thank you, Charlotte and Anna. CEP gives you a list of paid claims, but no patient names are attached. You must search for the claim number on your electronic claim submission. VA does send an EOB letter, but you receive one letter for each veteran for each service code. You could receive over 50 letters or more for one EOB.
Unfortunately, that's true. A couple of things. I would just offer everyone on this call, jot down my email address. If there's something I can help you with, I'm more than happy to do so. I work with all providers, not just home health care providers, in 7 states. I try to address my emails as quickly as possible. At least I'll acknowledge them. I have access to CEP, and I can run reports if you provide me your tax ID, and it will show, and again, this is just for VA claims, what claims are on file, what their status is. If they've been paid, it will show, and that does show, the one report will show by veteran the amount, check number, and the date it was paid.
Excellent. HSRM is showing my login has been flagged inactive. Whom is the system administrator that I need to contact?
This is Savannah. I don't know it off the top of my head, but let me look back at emails. There's a phone number and or an email. Charlotte, perfect. You beat me to it. Charlotte just put the information on the chat box.
Excellent. Penny, may I get a copy of contract rates for Optum services authorized by the VA, including therapy, please?
The Optum rates mirror CMS rates. When there are CMS rates, when there are not CMS rates, Optum mirrors your local VA fee schedule. When there is no VA fee schedule associated with the service, Optum reimburses at billed charges.
Do you know, Anna, do you have any kind of spreadsheet with that?
No, we don't keep a spreadsheet of CMS rates or VAC schedules, but they are available. They're certainly available publicly.
It looks like Charlotte. It looks like Charlotte put the fee schedule link in the chat there.
Great, thank you, Charlotte.
Any other questions? I know we got started late and we're at the top of the hour due to the Zoom scheduling parfu there. Just to reiterate, CMS rates when available, then VA fee schedule for those. Okay, so what I will do is I'll be reaching out to the VAs and Optum and Charlotte to talk about what 2021 looks like. I will say that this is a welcomed call for providers to kind of talk through any issues going on. So, and especially any changes and updates that the VAs and Optums have. I'm sure they're going to want this to continue to some degree. So as I'm looking at 2021, I will send an email out and maybe schedule a Zoom for the VAs and Optum to visit with me and see where we go with that. And as soon as I have updated information, I will get that out to membership. Be looking for the bulletin tomorrow. I'll be composing an email. It sounds like Charlotte's got some more information she's going to forward. And then I'll start composing that so that we can get that out in the bulletin tomorrow. This is recorded. I know lots of you hopped on this call. There was another COVID call going on member-wide. Most of that information is talking vaccinations and outbreak, the new outbreak status for the NF side of things. That call's recorded as well. So both calls are recorded. If you missed one and you need to hear the other, they'll be up, I would say, at some point tomorrow, probably. No later than tomorrow, close of business. So thanks, everybody, for joining. I want to respect everybody's time. Be looking for that article tomorrow. We'll get it out to you all. Thanks again, everybody, and have a great rest of your week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.